Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Life Bible in a Year experience. Join me each day as I read the Bible from start to finish. I'm reading from the Life Application Study Bible, New Living Translation, published by Tyndale House Publishers. I pray this daily reading will bless you as much as it does me. So let's get started. March 9th, Joshua, chapters 19 through 21. The second allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their homeland was surrounded by Judah's territory. Simeon's homeland included Beersheba, Sheba, Moladah, Hazar Shual, Bala, Ezem, Eltolad, Bethul, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markoboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Labaoth, and Shaaruhen. 13 towns with their surrounding villages. It also included Ain, Rimmon, Ather, and Ashen, 4 towns with their villages, including all the surrounding villages as far south as Baalath Beer, also known as Ramah of the Negev. This was the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their allocation of land came from part of what had been given to Judah because Judah's territory was too large for them. So the tribe of Simeon received an allocation within the territory of Judah. The third allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun. The boundary of Zebulun's homeland started at Sarid. From there it went west, going past Marlah, touching Dabasheth, and proceeding to the brook east of Jokneam. In the other direction, the boundary went east from Sarid to the border of Kisloth Tabor, and from there to Dabarath and up to Japhia. Then it continued east to Gath Hefer, Eth Kazin, and Rimmon, and turned toward Nea. The northern boundary of Zebulun passed Hanathon and ended at the valley of Iphtael. The towns in these areas included Katath, Nahalal, Shimron, Idala, and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun included these towns and their surrounding villages. The fourth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Issachar. Its boundaries included the following towns: Jezreel, Kesuloth, Shunem, Haphraim, Shean, Anaharath, Rabith, Kishion, Ebez, Rimeth, Enganim, Enhadah, and Beth Pezez. The boundary also touched Tabor, Shahazimah, and Beth Shemesh, ending at the Jordan River, 16 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribes of Issachar included these towns and their surrounding villages. The fifth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Asher. Its boundaries included these towns: Helkath, Hali, Betan, Akshaf, Alamelech, Amad, and Mishal. The boundary on the west touched Carmel and Shihor Libnath. Then it turned east toward Beth Dagon and ran as far as Zebulun in the valley of Iphtael, going north to Beth Emek and Yael, and then continued north to Kabul, Abdon, Rehob, Haman, Cana, and as far as Greater Sidon. Then the boundary turned toward Ramah and the fortress of Tyre, where it turned toward Hosah and came to the Mediterranean Sea. The territory also included Mehibo, Aksib, Uma, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Asher included these towns and their surrounding villages. The sixth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Naphtali. Its boundary ran from Helef from the oak of Zaanaim and extended across to Adami Nekeb, Jabneel, and as far as the Lakum, ending at the Jordan River. The western boundary ran past Asnath Tabor, then to Hukuk, and touched the border of Zebulun in the south, the border of Asher on the west, and the Jordan River on the east. The fortified towns included in this territory were Zedim, Zer, Hamath, Rekath, Kinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrei, En Hazor, Yiran, Migdal El, Horam, Beth Anath, and Beth Shemesh, 19 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Naphtali included these towns and their surrounding villages. The seventh allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Dan. The land allocated as their homeland included the following towns: Zora, Eshtaol, Ir Shemesh, Sha'alabin, Aijalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Elteka, Kibbethan, Baaleth, Jehud, Benabarak, Gath, Rimmon, Me, Jakan, Rakan, and the territory across from Joppa. But the tribe of Dan had trouble taking possession of their land, so they attacked the town of Laish. They captured it, slaughtered its people, and settled there. They renamed the town Dan after their ancestor. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Dan included these towns and their surrounding villages. After all the land was divided among the tribes, the Israelites gave a piece of land to Joshua as his allocation, for the Lord had said he would have any town he wanted. He chose Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town, and lived there. These are the territories that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the tribal leaders allocated as grants of land to the tribes of Israel by casting sacred lots in the presence of the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle at Shiloh. So the division of the land was completed. The Lord said to Joshua, "Now tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge, as I instructed Moses. Anyone who kills another person accidentally and unintentionally can run to one of these cities. They will be places of refuge from relatives seeking revenge for the person who was killed. Upon reaching one of these cities, the one who caused the death will appear before the elders at the city gate and present his case. They must allow him to enter the city and give him a place to live among them. If the relatives of the victim come to avenge the killing, the leaders must not release the slayer to them, for he killed the other person unintentionally and without previous hostility. But the slayer must stay in that city and be tried by the local assembly, which will render a judgment. And he must continue to live in that city until the death of the high priest who was in office at the time of the accident. After that, he is free to return to his own home in the town from which he fled." The following cities were designated as cities of refuge: Kadesh of Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. On the east side of the Jordan River, across from Jericho, the following cities were designated: Bezer, in the wilderness plain of the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead, in the territory of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan, in the land of the tribe of Manasseh. These cities were set apart for all the Israelites as well as the foreigners living among them. Anyone who accidentally killed another person could take refuge in one of these cities. In this way, they could escape being killed in revenge prior to standing trial before the local assembly. Then the leaders of the tribe of Levi came to consult with Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders of the other tribes of Israel. They came to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan and said, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us towns to live in and pasture lands for our livestock." So by the command of the Lord, the people of Israel gave the Levites the following towns and pasture lands out of their own grants of land. The descendants of Aaron, who were members of the Kohathite clan within the tribe of Levi, were allotted 13 towns that were originally assigned to the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. The other families of the Kohathite clans were allotted 10 towns from the tribes of Ephraim, Dan, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. The clan of Gershon was allotted 13 towns from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The clan of Merari was allotted 12 towns from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the Israelites obeyed the Lord's command to Moses and assigned these towns and pasture lands to the Levites by casting sacred lots. The Israelites gave the following towns from the tribes of Judah and Simeon to the descendants of Aaron who were members of the Kohathite clan within the tribe of Levi, since the sacred lot fell to them first: Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, along with its surrounding pasture lands. Arba was an ancestor of Anak. But the open fields beyond the town and the surrounding villages were given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, as his possession. The following towns with their pasture lands were given to the descendants of Aaron the priest: Hebron, a city of refuge for those who accidentally killed someone; Libna, Jatir, Eshtemoa, Holon, Debir, Ain, Jutta, and Beth Shemesh. 9 towns from these 2 tribes. From the tribe of Benjamin, the priests were given the following towns with their pasture lands: Gibeon, Geba, Anathoth, and Almon, 4 towns. So in all, 13 towns with their pasture lands were given to the priests, the descendants of Aaron. The rest of the Kohathite clan from the tribe of Levi was allotted the following towns and pasture lands from the tribe of Ephraim: Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, a city of refuge for those who accidentally killed someone; Gezer, Kibzaim, and Beth Haran, 4 towns. The following towns and pasture lands were allotted to the priests from the tribe of Dan: Elteca, Gibethon, Aijalon, and Gath Ramon, 4 towns. The half-tribe of Manasseh allotted the following towns with their pasture lands to the priests: Tanak and Gath Ramon, 2 towns. So in all, 10 towns with their pasture lands were given to the rest of the Kohathite clan. The descendants of Gershon, another clan within the tribe of Levi, received the following towns with their pasture lands from the half-tribe of Manasseh: Golan and Bashan, a city of refuge for those who accidentally killed someone, and Beeshterah, 2 towns. From the tribe of Issachar, they received the following towns with their pasture lands: Kishion, Dabarath, Jarmuth, and En-Ganim, 4 towns. From the tribe of Asher, they received the following towns with their pasture lands: Mishal, Abdon, Helkath, and Rehob, 4 towns. From the tribe of Naphtali, they received the following towns with their pasture lands: Kadesh in Galilee, a city of refuge for those who accidentally killed someone; Hamath Dor and Kartan, 3 towns. So in all, 13 towns with their pasture lands were allotted to the clan of Gershon. The rest of the Levites, the Merari clan, were given the following towns with their pasture lands from the tribe of Zebulun: Jokneam, Karta, Dimna, and Nahalal, four towns. From the tribe of Reuben, they received the following towns with their pasture lands: Bezer, Jahaz, Kedemoth, and Mephath, four towns. From the tribe of Gad, they received the following towns with their pasture lands: Ramoth in Gilead, a city of refuge for those who accidentally killed someone, Mahanaim, Heshbon, and Jazer, four towns. So in all, 12 towns were allotted to the clan of Merari. The total number of towns and pasture lands within Israelite territory given to the Levites came to 48. Every one of these towns had pasture land surrounding it. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land he had sworn to give their ancestors, and they took possession of it and settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had solemnly promised their ancestors. None of their enemies could stand against them, for the Lord helped them conquer all their enemies. Not a single one of all the good promises the Lord had given to the family of Israel was left unfulfilled. Everything he had spoken came true. That's it for today, friends. Feel free to read ahead on your own. Before I go, let's share the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.